are.
Free speech. It's more important than your feelings. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We don't have inflation because the people are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well.
I think the Environmental Protection Agency, in many instances, has gone to an extreme. You've got environmentalists who wouldn't let you build a house unless it looked like a bird's nest.
One of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show here. Hope you had a restful Memorial weekend. Hope you got together with friends and family. Hope that you kind of felt a little bit more back to normal and got back to normal. I hope your businesses did well. Hello, Chicago. Hello, Missouri. Hello, everywhere. In fact, all of our global listeners as well. We're grateful for you and hitting over a million listens and podcasts. We're very grateful for you and for sharing this program with others. And it's great to be live on the air today. In fact, I know the Senate Judicial Intelligence Committee is meeting to discuss whether radio stations should get an extra tax. Please tell them no. Please be opposed to this. Anyway, we welcome you. Hi, Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
A great Memorial weekend for you, I suppose.
Oh, excellent. Yeah,
excellent.
I remembered a lot.
Okay. Anyway, we have so much to discuss today. A lot of pushback by the states. I'm loving that, and a lot of things to really talk about coming up here. We also have a guest in this first segment of the show, and so let me introduce him. Dave Jenkins, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. President of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. I can't wait to hear about that. And also, you worked for CRS and its predecessor, Republicans for Environmental Protection. Interesting. Since 2005, and Vice President for Government and Political Affairs for REP, and then in really heading up a lot of numerous organizational and legislative accomplishments. So we have a lot to talk about, apparently. But you wanted to come on and talk just a little bit about oil and oil and gas leases. And so tell me what your group is doing.
Yes, we're concerned about, you know, right now we have a glut of oil on the market, and that's caused by a combination of oversupply and the sharply reduced demand due to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And so right now the industry is literally drowning in oil. It can't sell and really has no place to store. So in this market, we're concerned that the administration, particularly the Bureau of Land Management, is doing a couple things that really don't make a whole lot of sense to us from a fiscal standpoint. Mm-hmm. First, it's granting royalty relief to oil and gas companies.
Okay.
So that means instead of them paying 12.5% on the oil being produced to taxpayers, where you are in Utah, for example, BLM has slashed the royalty rate down to as low as 2.5%, granting all 76 relief applications it received. Now, the problem with that is that in addition to shortchanging taxpayers and the state, because Utah splits that money with the feds, this move by making oil cheaper to produce is also incentivizing production, which is the absolute last thing the market needs right now. When you've got a glut of oil, you don't encourage production, because the only thing that'll truly save those smaller oil companies is a rebound in the oil price. So if you encourage production, you're sort of shooting yourself in the foot, because the only thing that will make those prices rebound is when the demand is finally keeping pace with or exceeding supply.
Okay. All right.
So that's one area. The other area is with leases, oil and gas leases. And we get a return. In addition to the royalties, we get the Treasury and taxpayers get a return when we sell leases on public lands. And the reason those leases pay off is that the companies bid against each other and drive up the price, because they all want the oil underneath there. Right now, in a glut market, it's impossible to expect anywhere near a fair return on these lease sales. So what happens is this land is either sold for or leased for $2 per acre, or even lower at $1.50 an acre. And so, you know, when you follow the market, the whole adage is, well, sell high and buy low.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, BLM's doing the opposite by continuing leases, because if they're doing lease auctions when there's a glut on the market, then the taxpayers are not going to get any kind of anywhere near a fair return for the oil that's for the right to drill oil and produce that oil.
I see. Okay. Uncle Milty has a question for you.
Well, it's not really a question, but back in April at a meeting, President Trump mm-hmm. told people that he did not support this plan to temporarily stop charging the energy companies royalties.
Hmm.
He's not in favor of that.
Indeed, he said that. The problem is that while they didn't do a blanket royalty relief thing, which mm-hmm. They felt would look like a bailout,
mm-hmm.
They quietly allowed BLM to do it on a case-by-case basis.
Hmm.
So then when BLM sent out the rules to the oil and gas companies about how you do this, they basically gave them a paint-by-number, step-by-step, if you do this, you'll get royalty relief. So instead of it being a blanket thing, it's a case-by-case thing that they can, mm-hmm. you know, make a little bit more obscure. And so, and they won't give those numbers to Congress right now in terms of how much royalty relief they've granted, or which companies, or which states. We found out about the ones in Utah
mm-hmm.
Sort of accidentally, but beyond that, nobody really knows how much of that's going on.
I see. Okay. So the group, the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, and the other group, I think that you were in too, when I see the word environmentalists, I tend to think of liberal progressives and maybe their views on oil and gas and all of these things that we're talking about right now. Are you typically not for the sale of any of these leases, or is it just the amount of money we're getting?
Oh, well, we're certainly in favor of leasing mm-hmm. in certain places. And, you know, some places are appropriate for leasing and some places
mm-hmm.
are not.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is the whole thing about environment and conservation and stewardship, you know, that used to be a Republican thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you go back to Teddy Roosevelt, you go to the Nixon years, and, you know, mm-hmm. some people think that went a little too far, some people don't.
Yeah,
but Ronald Reagan, he did the Montreal Protocol to help mm-hmm. solve the ozone whole mm-hmm. issue. George H.W. Bush did dealt with the acid rain. You can just go down the list, you know, mm-hmm. continuously, and not just presidents too, but mm-hmm. but you know, leaders in Congress, Howard right. Baker, others. And so that's part of our legacy. And if we conservatives are not involved in doing that the right way,
mm-hmm.
and we just sort of cede all that ground to the left,
mm-hmm.
then we don't get as good a solution. And at the end, I mean, you know, you want to see climate change to the left, you get the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
So right. we have to be engaged in this and do it in a smart and thoughtful
mm-hmm.
way.
Okay.
But when we're not engaged, when we're just saying, oh, that's something for the left,
mm-hmm.
then we leave it up to the left to make all those decisions.
Right. Does compromise, though, hurt us sometimes in the fact that it kind of gives them that foothold? I just remember with the advent of the EPA and the strength of the EPA early on and in the 70s, I mean, automatically getting like 10,000 employees. I mean, it seemed like they were on steroids. And then when it came to pushback, we weren't ever able to really push that back. So does it give a foothold for that never goes away, that might hurt us and liberty and freedom?
Well, you know, everything needs to be tweaked mm-hmm. for the times. But mm-hmm. back then, I mean, those, you know, EPA and the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, all those laws that came then, they were passed by overwhelming majorities in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan used to brag about his role in the Clean Air Act, mm-hmm. giving California the Clean Air Waiver and trying to, right. you know, solving the smog problem in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget what was going on then. We had the Cuyahoga River on fire. We had sludge worms in Lake Erie. There were a lot of problems. And so all those laws actually, you mm-hmm. know, made things a lot better from that standpoint. You know, we got cleaner water. We got cleaner air. Mm-hmm. So we always had to be diligent with that. But, you know, we also have the people pushing on the left to sometimes go too mm-hmm. far and push us more toward a socialistic type of solutions. You look at the Green New Deal. how much of that actually dealt with climate change? Mm-hmm. I mean, most of it was social engineering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Climate change, it's an interesting topic, one that I don't agree with at all. In fact, I think it's being used, you know, so much so on America for taxation based on they keep pushing back the 10-year gold line for about five decades now. But as far as this goes with not a lot of time remaining, what would you like to see happen with these leases?
Well, we'd like the administration to just suspend lease sales, through the end of the year, at least until the market picks back up.
Okay.
And, you know, the oil and gas companies are sitting on tons of leases that they've already purchased. Mm-hmm. They're sitting on tons of permits they've already purchased.
Okay.
So they're set for a while. So our question is, well, what's the rush? Why don't we just hold on to those assets and move them and work on that at a time when it's advantageous to the taxpayer and we can get a fair return.
Okay. All right.
Isn't a fair return kind of hard to judge? I mean, these oil leases really are speculation.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but state and private lands, the royalty rate is much higher than it is federal, right, as is the lease rates. So they're, you know, the federal is already kind of a bargain compared to the others, if you're comparing apples to apples.
Right.
And most of our oil is coming from, you know, a couple places, the Permian Basin, the Bakken. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, it is quite a bit of speculation. But, you know, think about our deficit right now and how big that's growing. And so if we cut off our revenue streams to help pay that back down, then what that ends up down the road is higher taxes for us.
Right. Does the far left want to see a halt on these types of arrangements being made right now to sell low? Do they want to see a moratorium on this?
They want to see a moratorium period, regardless of what the timing is. So certainly right now as well. But we're right now, our big concern is that this just simply doesn't make any kind of economic or fiscal sense.
Okay. All right. Dave Jenkins, president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. If someone wants to support you, where would they go?
www.conservativestewards.org.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Dave Jenkins, Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. Appreciate you coming on. And you betcha. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. In fact, you have to join in our conversation. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been known to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, and now I am sleeping all night and I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's a wonderful change for me. Plus the fact my cooking abilities in my current house, they're not what they should be and what I'm used to. I only have a microwave. That's all I've got. I don't have a way to prepare anything. I know I'm not eating correctly. So Balance of Nature helps me to balance out what I eat. And I'm thankful that I have what I have. I tell everybody about it because this is a godsend to me.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Milty here. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450. You know my views on environmentalism and the steroids in which we've operated for years and years and years, giving people a lot of rain, you know, and there are a lot of conservative groups, the responsible stewardship groups. But a lot of them are very much the environmentalists. It's just with the conservative name as well. And so you have to be really careful on some of these groups, you know?
Yeah. That's very important. You know, the last thing that the guest said was that if we allow these low price leases to go out like that, it drops our revenue, which will increase our taxes down the road. And that's a common argument. But the reality is, anything that costs money increases what we pay for gasoline when it comes to oil companies.
Yeah.
So if the leases are cheaper, gasoline is cheaper. If the leases are more expensive, gasoline is more expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe the idea behind these lower cost speculative leases is maybe lower prices at the pump later.
Yeah, who knows?
But they don't ever say that.
No. And there's a lot of conservative groups that are the never Trumper groups, you know, as well, or always want to, it's just always Trump's fault. And to me, something like that is more the BLM than it is Trump's fault on that. I mean, if you want to fault Trump on some things, fine, but everything seems a little much to me. I don't know. So, you know, I have a lot of groups that will come on the show, and really, I think for us, it's nailing down what are the objectives of said group, and you know, what are they truly about? And so when I see the environmentalism and how, let me put it this way. As a conservative, I've always believed in the stewardship of the land as far as personally, individually. And, you know, you have responsibility to be a good steward. You know, even the scriptures talk about that if you're Christian. The scriptures talk about this. But that's where it ends. Government was never supposed to have a toehold in this. And so I do not believe that the EPA has any grounds to operate whatsoever and be on steroids nonetheless, nor do we have this thing that we have to meet them halfway. No, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, at all. So, you know, I don't think individually I would support a group like the Conservative for the environmental whatever. But you know, if you do, fine. I have a lot of guests on the show, and I just want to talk to them about what they're doing. Not necessarily because I always agree with what's going on, too.
Well, the most important principle that they never seem to get to is, why does the federal government have the authority to control these leases anyway?
They shouldn't.
I don't recall reading that in the Constitution.
That's because it's not there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so whenever we're talking environmentalism and whenever I see conservatives jump on board the environmentalism situation, then it's usually because they tend to be a lot more liberal progressive than we realize, because they're in on making sure that toehold is there, and not even just the toehold, but the blanket regulations are there too. And I don't like that so much. So it's not something that I would support. But this is why we have all kinds of guests on the show.
Yep.
You know, and they believe in what they're doing. I just, you know, I've done a lot of shows on the EPA and how the EPA came to us from a total lie. The EPA came to us from an oil spill back in the late 60s in Santa Barbara, and they tried to make it look like everything was dying because of this. Now, the oil spill happened, and yes, you could probably, there were people or individuals or companies that could sue the oil company and keep it in the court system. Fine. You want to do that? Great. But it also took on this whole new wave of, let's get an entire government organization and let's give them authority and let's give them regulating authority. And that's where it went terribly wrong. People typically, I think in the majority of this country, tend to say, I will do what I can on my piece of property to be a good steward. Why that needs to be legislated and why that needs to be regulated and why we need the looky-loos and the Karens and everybody else, you know, in on every little thing we do. This is what's brought so many problems along the way. So even giving them that, I don't agree with at all. I mean, we have to fight that continuously.
And like it or not, it costs a lot of money to have all that crap.
Yes.
I mean, those people get paid a lot of money in the EPA.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a lot of them.
Yes, and it's on steroids, and they have authority that they should never have been given in the first place. So to me, the whole EPA was built on fraud. It's perpetuated by fraudulent attempt to say we're a government entity. They don't need to be there. They never did, and we were sold a box of rocks on the EPA. So,
and like everything environmental, the bad things are exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember the Exxon Valdez like it was yesterday.
Yes.
And boy, they were saying it's going to be 100 years before this oil gets cleaned up.
No, it took 5 years. It literally took 5 years for them to clean that up.
Because
so
the earth is a marvelous creation.
It really is. And so even this this movement of conservatives that even talks about the global warming issue being partly true or no, the whole thing is fraudulent. Yeah. The whole thing is based on fraud. So to me, after all the research I've done, there's no way I could support any part of that movement. So conservatives have to be really careful too to not do the whole compromise thing. We have a lot of this going on in Washington. We have to compromise. No, we don't, actually. When people move in and absorb regulatory powers, you fight against that all the way. It's not like they have to have partial regulatory powers. No. In fact, the compromise never needs to be met. We did stellar things in this country before the EPA, and that meant that people everywhere were their own great stewards of this land. When farming was 95% of this country, those were all individuals that did that all through the 1800s and early 1900s. We never needed the EPA to exist, ever. And so, to me, it's all built on kind of this lie to me, and I don't like that.
Well, compromise itself is a lie.
Yeah, it is. You don't have to compromise.
Both sides have to make concessions.
Yep.
So nobody gets what they want, and principle is thrown out the window.
Exactly. So nobody's really represented. They're doing this with COVID too. They're saying, oh, we'll meet the CDC part way, halfway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't give them any legs to stand on. They're a fraudulent entity anyway.
Everything the government does is like we want to open up the economy,
yeah,
but we need to do it safely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. A Michigan barber fought back. It went to court. The sheriff would not arrest him because there was a group standing there, a militia group standing in front of his barbershop when he opened up in Michigan. And so the sheriff didn't arrest him, and that did not bode well for the attorney general that was going after this gentleman, 77 years old, who said, okay, I'll sue. Remember how we were talking about this last week?
Mm-hmm.
So they basically came back and said they could not prove that his business was harmful, that it was actually spreading COVID. Do you see, people? We can actually win these things. See, you just have to be strong enough to take it to court. And we're going to have to be strong enough to do that. We're going to have entities that help us and good lawyers that help us. And you lawyers out there that want to stand for something and love this country, help the people. Help those people that are truly standing up with their business. Because even though he was threatened with his business license, this is a barber, even though he was threatened with everything, jail time, you name it, none of it panned out. The state lost its case. They did not side with the governor. And he won. He prevailed.
Now just multiply that by 10,000 barbers.
Right? I love it. I mean, that's awesome. And it should serve as an example that even in a state like Michigan, where you're California on steroids, apparently, that somebody could prevail. And that when it goes as far as to go to the court system, you can prevail. And we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to take a little bit more drastic measures in the fall when they try to do another lockdown. They're going to try it. But if businesses everywhere, and this is where we need to have well-laid plans, if businesses everywhere said, okay, I'll sue. I will sue my governor. I will sue the state. You guys, we could turn that over so easily and not end up in a lockdown. Because it was during this court proceeding that the governor lifted some of the restrictions. She didn't do it on barbershops, but she did lift some of this stuff. So that should serve as a just a great catalyst for the future, if you will. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. The Exxon Valdez, at that time and position, it was in a traffic separation zone.
Mm.
That's maritime law.
Yeah,
the captain must be on the bridge and sober.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
He should have been hung, and that would have tightened up the system. And everybody else would go, wow, We can't be in our bunks drunk off our butt.
Thanks for that.
You screw up, there's got to be a penalty.
And there always is. It's just it doesn't have to be in the way of a huge governmental organization that now has regulatory, right, abuses.
Or make sure it never happens again.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Damn sure everybody gets the message right now.
There you go. Thanks. Do you remember the Indian commercials with the tears and the lake and all? So if you think back a decade before that, you didn't drive around and see a lot of trash everywhere, did you?
No.
They really capitalized on that story at the time, too, to bring in the EPA. We're ruining our Earth. This is when Earth Day came about by a murderer. The guy was a total murderer, by the way, that invented Earth Day. And now, what do we have that prevails? The EPA on steroids. We have the protection of a gnat on a worm's butt as part of, you know, oh gosh, we must take down a whole river. We must protect a whole river kind of mentality. And this is where we go terribly wrong as a nation in letting these people have this much authority. Really. I mean, they sold us a box of rocks, the Indian crying commercials, the whole nine yards.
It gets confusing.
Yeah.
The other day I was out for a walk and I saw a blue heron eating a protected fish. And I didn't know which one to go after and save.
It's so confusing. Which one do we act for first? It is. And we are up against, we're up against this. I remember the gentleman, he just passed away, that the EPA went after his pond, and they can claim the most insidious regulations. I just hope that we don't fall for that in the future. So coming up, Newsom, Connecticut and Toronto really going up against 5G. Kind of interesting story there. Time put out a theory about Biden and Trump. I want to talk about that. Time magazine is bought and sold, as you know, from the very beginning. It was actually designed as a government tool for advertising its agenda, Time magazine. So I really want to talk about that. And liberals versus Democrats on this whole COVID thing. It's very interesting how, again, a medical thing can end up a liberal Democrat issue. We are divided in this nation. You have the mask wearing crazies thinking everyone's going to kill somebody any minute and you better stand 6 feet from me or I will have you thrown in jail mentality. And then you've got the people without the masks going, are you guys just stupid? What is your deal? Why are you wearing a mask? Like Judy Mikovits said in that interview, we're not susceptible to even COVID. We have gained immunity now. Enough time has gone by. She said with the amount of time that's gone by since this started hitting last fall, because it really did come last fall, this other strain, we're immune now. There's no reason to wear a mask. There's no reason to social distance. And people are still going crazy with this mindset. It doesn't matter if you sit them down and put them in front of a Anthony Fauci video telling them to take off the mask. They're still believing they have to wear it. It's bizarre, but it's all based on feelings. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, a little Leonard Skinner for you. And welcome back. Uncle Milty joins me. And of course, get over to balanceofnature.com. These fruits and vegetables that you can take every day that are dehydrated and in capsule form, it's an amazing way to get nutrition. And they do have such a wonderful process in which they take that ripened fruit at the height of its nutritional value and then dehydrate it down. And they don't put any fillers in. There's no chemicals or anything. Balance of Nature is absolutely absolutely the very best supplement I've ever found. And we all should be taking a supplement with the food supply the way it is. I think we're dumb not to. I honestly say that with a smile, but my gosh, why are we not taking one? So if you're finding yourself in this situation, you've been looking around a little bit, you've been hearing about supplements, Balance of Nature is excellent. And I highly, highly recommend it. You can put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. I would take advantage of that. They'll get it out to you within 24 hours. It comes with a free health coach that you can call. And it comes also with a fiber drink that is truly just fantastic fiber drink, full of vitamins and minerals and all of the things that you need to maintain blood sugar and maintain a healthy system and balance in your body. There's just no other product that supplies that kind of balance like Balance of Nature. It's why it's called Balance of Nature. Make sure that you're getting this product and have it on hand in your food storage as well, is what I would do if I were you. It's such a great way to get 31 fruits and vegetables. Balanceofnature.com, cannot highly recommend them enough. We were just talking, it wasn't Time Magazine, it was New York Times. I'm sorry, New York Times that put out another crazy conspiracy theory. When are people going to finally realize that New York Times, even Times Magazine, all of this stuff is so controlled? Do you know how many crazy theories New York Times has put out? Their latest is that Trump will reject Biden victory and become a dictator. You know, I know they've been trying to make Trump a dictator for a really long time. And I don't know if we're finally grasping the fact that I don't see a dictator when I see Trump at all. And I'm pretty hard on him. He's not a dictator. I don't understand why they keep pushing this narrative.
Well, a lot of conservatives, you hear a lot of conservatives say often, the president just isn't getting enough done. The president just isn't getting enough done. If he was a dictator, he'd be getting it.
Yeah, exactly, because Congress is supposed to. Congress is supposed to stop the funding of things that have nothing to do with our Constitution. And it's supposed to be Congress that stands up in the Senate. You know, it's funny that it always goes to Trump. And even your worst detractor, the never Trumpers, you know, that it's almost like they have this, I don't know what it is, but they think he's Satan and reincarnated, and they hyper-focus on Trump for everything. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And the Times, again, putting out another crazy, crackpot, weird fantasy theory about him. And you were saying something on the break about this, too.
Well, the thing about it is that if he actually did this... I would be surprised, of course, but I wouldn't be as surprised if Biden or Hillary. Hillary never has accepted the election.
No, she's the one that basically, said it was nothing about it. She was supposed to be
president.
She
was the one.
Give me a break.
But here's the bottom line. For the president to become a dictator, the first thing he'd have to do is kill everyone in Congress. I just don't see that happening.
Oh my gosh, this is just getting insane. So a group of scenario planners, the Times reported on Sunday, they were trying to settle on options if Trump decides to refuse to leave office. Do you honestly think he'd refuse to leave office? I mean, right there at the beginning of this, you should just be going, I don't think so. Declare himself a dictator. And so as kooky as the idea sounds, the fake news that Trump will reject a valid election result reprises a similar narrative in 2016. And so, this is just getting out of hand. These types of scenarios get out of hand, but the New York Times is becoming famous for this kind of just
crazy
dump
stuff.
News dump, and that's what it is. This is what they're having to resort to because they're so bought and sold.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is that he's been heard sitting in the Oval Office saying only 4 more years.
I know. You know what? And Biden, for Biden to become president, is that an actual scenario in the United States? Not only does he step over his own right foot, he can't come up with even a sentence of his own. People know it. There's no way in the world he'd become president.
The whole purpose of this article is to make it seem like Biden actually could become
president. You're exactly right. Great point. And that's really the point of the article in the New York Times, to make him a viable option.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi, Uncle Milky. Good to hear you guys.
Hi. Go right ahead.
My thoughts about the article that you were just discussing, they always take what they have done or how they feel and they project it onto their victim, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, really a victim. And honestly, Obama has never given up his presidential
role, right.
And
you're
neither
right.
has Michelle. And they have had their little shadow government in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And running all the shots, trying to drown and put Trump out.
You're right.
And force him out by any means possible.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they're just hating this. They,
yes.
The more that Trump Trump doesn't even have to uncover it. They're so stupid that they uncover themselves.
Yeah. It's so true, because this is a group of Democrats who are the worst case scenario planners, and they have a couple of anti-Trump Republicans in there. So it's, of course, this is what their scenario is because they really want their option to be viable, and they want to create a scenario where they can say, see, he's going to be a dictator, so that's what you have to fear. It's the most ridiculous. If anyone actually buys this, I'm going to challenge their intellectual capability.
Well, and they recognize psychology, and you know, that's what they do with all the social media. If you say a lie over and over and over again, then it's going to be true.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful that there are people now that are going with Trump. They're, you know, they've helped Michael Flynn. They've gone out there and they've said, you know what, we're done. We're done going along with this lie, and we're going to call a spade a spade.
Yep.
And what the truth is. You know, the chips fall where they may, but we're going to get the truth out there.
Thank you for that. Great point. Thank you. And also, I'm going to have to say that they're using Trump's questioning the mail-in voting, which he absolutely should be questioning, because it involves a lot more races than just the presidency, by the way. But they're using that as their basis for this scenario. Go ahead.
Just the fact that the New York Times has a group called the Scenario Planners is questionable. But here's the definition of scenario.
Right.
An outline of a movie, novel, or stage production giving details of the plot.
Oh my gosh.
So they have scenario planners. Mm-hmm. They're called script writers.
Right. No, it's so true. And you should be very, very scared when this group thinks that they can prevail by using and co-opting the New York Times, and the New York Times letting them. But one of them is a law professor at Georgetown. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I don't even know what to say. She convened, Miss Rosa Brooks, convened this informal group of Democrats and Never Trump Republicans. Yeah, they can't have anybody that's just for freedom and liberty. It has to be the people that would support a Biden win. You have to be, I don't know what kind of, you know, just insane person you have to be to actually say that you think Biden should get this. I don't even know. I words cannot express enough, because if all they had to offer out of the top of the heap was Biden, we have problems in America. If that's the guy that was at the top of their intellectual, you know,
well,
heap of persons. Yes, apparently he prevailed. That means the best of the best in that party is Biden. Biden, who I have such a long reel on him, I can't even play it in the beginning of the show. It would take too much time.
Yeah.
Of him just saying the most nonsensical lies. He invented the internet. He invented climate change. You don't even know. It's so many lies out there. Do you know he was taken out of the 80s running for president because he was lying too much about his college days and putting himself at the top of the dean's list when he was actually in the bottom five graduates of his class? I mean, we're talking lie after lie after lie. The guy could never be honest. That's why he was taken out in the 88 race.
I went to a Biden rally once, and I was yelling out that I would never vote for him. And he yelled back, "You're not black enough."
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All the gas that you're talking about with Joe Biden. And I mean, the guy's got a horrible record.
Yeah.
And there's so much rumor on the internet talking about how this is really not a candidate. What do you guys think about that?
He's really a what?
That everybody, a lot of people are saying that he's really not going to be the Democratic candidate.
I've heard that a lot. I have. I've heard Michelle Obama has her little hooks in there somewhere, and possibly Hillary. But it is kind of interesting. Would they do a Hail Mary, take him out, and put in Hillary? I don't know.
I just can't think.
My thought is, were they intending on doing this the whole time? I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, it was such a staged primary.
I know.
So incredibly I know. Staged. And so I'm just wondering. Anyway, yeah.
If you're,
you guys were going to say something.
Yeah, well, if you're a Democrat, you should be angry that it was so staged. Yeah. But go ahead, Uncle
Milty. I just don't see who they have that they could pull out of their butt at the last minute.
I don't either. Some kind of Hail Mary, though, I guess they could do. Hillary will come in to save the day. I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, it's May.
Yeah, who? I mean,
it's May at this point. I don't know. We'll have to see how this whole thing comes crashing down. Thank you. Yeah, it is crazy. And to all of you listening across the United States, I still don't. Well, it's very staged, and Biden's their go-to guy, and so and they're trying to downplay his gaffe so much that it's almost comical in the media now. I mean, it makes them look so dumb and so obvious that they're downplaying it. It's just funny.
You know, that article, the scenario.
The scenario
I think actually, if you think about it, it kind of makes sense that they put that out there. Because I think if Biden wins, it has to be election fraud.
Yeah.
And I believe the president would call it out.
Yeah.
And say, we're going to try to prove election fraud.
Yep.
And so there he is refusing to let Biden take office.
Yes,
know.
Yes.
But I think Biden is the guy, and I think they are counting on all this propaganda to make him seem a probable winner and use election fraud to get him into office. I can see that happening.
Well, it should be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
They just keep going and going. And you know what? Really and truly, the focus isn't even here. The focus should always be on Congress and what Congress isn't doing. And you're not seeing a lot of people stand up in Congress for freedom. And Nancy Pelosi's eyes keep almost bordering her hairline. It's getting bad, folks. And her eyebrows. And I am telling you, that woman has so much Botox in her head that she can't even put together a thought anymore. She's getting interesting. She actually said about the new funding bills that they're trying to get through that would actually put people at that extra $600 a month for unemployment until January. And we're talking $6,000 a family. And I mean, just the raping of the American tax dollar left and right. But she says they could have gone bigger. They want to go bigger. And so now there's this, I think, this false kind of dilemma in Congress, this false dilemma in the Senate right now. The pushback is fake. And it's pushing this bill forward, although the pushback's kind of fake and saying, well, we can't let that go through. They're going to let it go through. They're going to let it go through. And it's pathetic. Trillions and trillions and trillions. Do we even know what that number means anymore? We used to say this with the word billions. They're hijacking us for trillions and upon trillions, and they're getting away with it. Oh,
if
God.
President Trump were to sign that bill, then we're finished.
Yeah.
We're done then. I can't see him signing.
Good grief, you guys. Good grief. So Nancy wanted to even go bigger. These are the people we have in office. And the mail-in voting, California is very much for the mail-in voting. They would like to see their 40 million Americans in California completely into the fraudulent camp, I suppose. But,
as of yesterday, it's 50 million Americans.
Yeah, 50 million Americans. Jeez Louise, you guys. We have a whole nother problem on our hands with the online voting they're trying to establish. So we got a lot to talk about over this summer, but we better make some plans on what we're going to do for this next lockdown that's coming. And you know what's coming. It's coming. And I hate to say that because it sounds so doomy and gloomy, but you know what? It's the truth. And if we don't decide now how we're going to sue these governors and how we're going to figure out what we're going to do, we're done. We're done. Because their well-laid plans have been going for a very long time. Ours, not so much, because I think we never thought that they would go this far, our own governors. So we have to make sure that we're making well-laid plans. On to the next hour, I want to talk about the difference, liberals and Democrats, what's in the mind of what has COVID caused in the divide between liberals and Democrats. This should be interesting. If you don't have it, get it on podcast at katedallyradio.com. Three words, katedallyradio.com. Scroll to the bottom of the homepage. You'll find the podcast. Share. We hit over 1 million. Super happy about that. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.